This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
All right, let's welcome on to the show, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, the starting linebacker for the Washington football team. Cole Holcomb joins us right now, and I don't know that I've had you on the show since maybe the day you were drafted. And I've often talked about you and that draft back in 2019. Do you know who it was in the organization who fell in love with you when they came down to work you out?
I think it was Jay.
Yeah, it was Jay. You know, Jay's taken so much credit for you over the years. Jay said I forget who they were down there looking at. Maybe you remember. And he came away with that saying, we got to get that guy. And he was pushing everybody that entire draft. No, we got to take him now. We got to take him now. We're going to lose him. So I'm surprised. So I'm assuming that you were not surprised that you were picked by Washington in that draft.
I mean, I actually was. They were actually the only team I didn't talk to through the whole process. I talked to, I think, all 31 except for Washington. So when I got that call, I was surprised. I actually thought I was going to Dallas. Was the funny thing. They were telling me they were going to take me in the fifth, and then they took two guys that they had third round grades on, and they were like, we're going to try and trade up and get a sixth round pick. So I was thinking I was going to Dallas, and then I got that call from Jay, and it was funny because actually when I got the call from Jay, I think it might have been the Rams. They were texting about it. They were calling, like, answer the phone. I think we're going to take you, because they had the very next pick and that first pick of the sixth round, and they're like, we're going to draft you. I was like, sitting there, hey man, you're too late.
did you tell them that?
Yeah, I was. I texted them like, look at the ticker or something like that.
But that's interesting that Washington was the only team that didn't talk about you, because I've talked to Jay about you in particular, and he said. And you knew that too. You knew that Jay really liked you. But maybe they just didn't want people to, you know, sort of understand how badly they wanted you, because they really wanted you in that draft. Anyway, enough about the draft. What do you think, or why do you think the defense is playing better over these last 3 weeks?
In a lot of the interviews before, I just kept saying we're this close. You know, like if you watch the tape, man, we were just, you know, a step or two or 6 inches, or making the guy hold the ball for just a little bit longer, or, you know, getting more coordinated with the rush. You know, it's like each play there was just one little thing that's like, we really were that close. And I think it's coming to show that, you know, we're taking that extra step. We're paying attention to those little details and getting those things honed in.
Give me an example, if you can. If you can't, it's not a big deal. But give me, like, an example of one of those little things, you know, one of those details, whether, you know, it was against Green Bay or Kansas City or Denver. Because I think most of us watching the games are like, you know, they're still not getting off the field on third down, but it looks better. But give me an example of the little things that you weren't getting done that made you so close, but now you are getting done.
I think a lot of it was, you know, winning on second down. We'd get a team in second and long, and they would get a 9-yard run, and now we're playing third and one versus, you know, we're winning on those second downs now and keeping them in third and long, which makes it harder for them to convert. I think we've done pretty well on third downs. We had, I don't know how many three and outs we had against Seattle.
A lot.
I feel like we've improved a lot on third down after that bye week. And the biggest one, like the little detail stuff, like the biggest one that I like was looking at, and I always use this as an example in like my interviews, I think it was the Atlanta game. Like there was one play where if I would have, they were an empty, so I can get to my landmark quicker. We were playing a cover three, so I can connect to three being that hook player. And if I take that throw away, he's got to go through his two more progressions to get to the next guy that's open. And I think Tez was, like, if I would have took that route away, Tez gets a sack, and it was second and four. Now it's third and one versus third and 10.
Right.
And now that's what we're getting to. We're getting those little details down, keeping them in third and long, winning on first and second down, doing our job. Guys are, you know, understanding their positions in the defense a lot better. I think we're communicating a lot better. Guys are getting more confidence, and we're getting a better feel for all the guys on the field.
I think one of the things that hasn't been emphasized enough, and maybe you guys are doing it, which is why I'm going to ask you about it, I think you guys are tackling much better. You know, the third down numbers were horrific third down numbers for the first eight games, and they are now incredible. You're 10 of 31 on third down in the last three games. That would put you, if that were the number, that'd put you in the top three in the league, if that was an all-year thing. But I think there were a lot of missed tackles and sloppy tackling in those first eight games, and I haven't noticed that in the last three games. Is that a fair observation or not?
That's very fair. I mean, we definitely emphasized it a lot more. I think Del Rio and the defense staff did a great job emphasizing it, because you're right. Like we were missing tackles on the outside, you know, breaking down way too early, not taking our shot. So I think it's just like I said, trusting the guy that, hey, these guys, you got guys that are hustling to the ball, that are going, so take your shot and don't be afraid. You know, like I was laughing because I was telling the guys, like, dude, take your shot, because I'm coming to clean up. And in the beginning, that's why I had a lot of tackles, because I was cleaning up because we were missing them. And then
right.
Now I'm laughing. I'm like, hey, guys, like, hold them up. Let me get in there.
Well, you had a lot of tackles, I think, against Carolina. That was the game. I mean, you were really active, and I think you had a bunch of tackles in that game. Not as many on Monday night, but you guys were only on the field for 45 snaps, which is the next thing I was going to ask you. When the offense is on one of these long drives like they've been in the last three games, are you guys over there paying attention? Hey, they converted another third down. That means another, you know, three plays. I mean, how much of that specifically do you notice?
We notice it a lot. I mean, it's the difference between, we're fresh. We're nice and fresh when we get on the field, when our offense stays on the, sustains those long drives, versus, you know, like you got enough time to come and get a sprinkle of water and then you're right back out there. It's trust me, we definitely notice it, and we appreciate our offense a lot for that.
Does there ever come a time, seriously, for somebody who loves playing football, that you're like, okay, just finish the drive. I want to get out and play again.
Yeah, I always want to see your offense score, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but score quickly so we can get out. It's been 30 minutes of real time since we've been on the field.
Yeah, especially these colder games, being a Florida guy. I'm like, come on, I got to warm back up. but no, it's definitely a lot. It's definitely nicer. I think in the beginning of the season, you know, we're averaging 80-something snaps a game. So that's almost cutting it in half.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we appreciate being fresh, and we appreciate the offense staying on that field and allowing us to get nice and fresh so we can heat them up.
I don't know if you've ever heard this story about Steve Spurrier. It's one of the funniest Spurrier stories ever. He's coaching at South Carolina, and his defense is on the field and the other team's offense is on a long clock eating, 15-play drive, and he gets on the headset with his defensive coordinator and he just says, "Charlie, either stop him or let him score. I got some ball plays that are going to work. I want to get my offense back out there."
Yeah,
So I'm sure you've been asked this, and if you haven't, I'm curious. I haven't heard your answer to it, but you know what media people and fans are saying. It's like, is it coincidental that all of a sudden they're playing great defense in the three games that they haven't had their two young defensive end studs? Why do you think that is?
I think it's just a coincidence. I think if Chez and Chase were out there, like I said, the guys were gelling a lot more as a defense. We know where guys are going to be. We're trusting each other. I think Tez and Chase would have done the same thing and would have done a great job. I think the guys that have stepped in their place have done a tremendous job stepping up in their place. But, no, I think we'd be on the same page if we had Tez and Chase out there as well.
Well, that's the right answer. Cole Holcomb joining us on the show. Who on defense, other than the obvious in recent weeks, like John Allen and Kendall had a great game the other day, Landon's been playing really well, but who are you guys talking about that maybe we're not noticing as much that's really developed, really played well here recently?
I think Jamin stepped up a lot in terms of his knowledge of the defense and getting a lot more confidence. All our DNs that have stepped in their place and Chase and Tez's place, Shaka, Casey Tuhill, James Smith Williams, Boomy. Those guys have, like I said, they had big shoes to fill, and I think they're doing a tremendous job. I love the way Danny Johnson plays. I think he's done a tremendous job coming in and playing that nickel spot and playing corner. I think a lot of the guys have stepped up to the call. We've had a lot of different moving pieces, and the guys have to be fluid every week because we could change up the game plan on who's playing what and depending on matchups and stuff like that. So I think the guys have done a really good job at being flexible and also being coachable and doing what they're supposed to do.
Cole Holcomb joining us on the show. You mentioned Jamin Davis's name. So give everybody just 30 seconds on what the issues were. I think most of us understand, young player, new position, NFL, different caliber. But give us what sort of the issues were early and what he's getting now that he wasn't getting earlier.
I think in the beginning he was really overwhelmed. We were asking him to play Mike.
Right.
And I think the Mike spot has a lot more thinking to it, and it can be overwhelming. I've had my struggles with it at times too. And I think, we made the switch. We moved him in the middle of the season to dime and let him kind of be that athlete and play fast and just trust what he sees playing on the outside a little more. I think we did that against Green Bay. And then, we started playing better. And, I think he's gotten, gained a lot more confidence and understanding and getting those reps. I think it was, a trial by combat in terms of, he's a first rounder, you're going to throw him in the fire. And our linebacker spot, there's a lot. They put a lot on us to fix things, make checks, certain stuff like that. So we put a lot on his plate. And I think, he being able to calm it down, he's definitely felt, like I said, he tells me every day, I'm getting, getting more and more of a hang of it. I'm starting to feel it. And I'm like, yeah, man, on that play, they ran a boot and he went and blew dude up in the flat. Right. I was like, that's.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a couple of plays. I mean, there was a play actually in the KC game when he closed on Mahomes like it was a flash. How athletic is he? How fast is he? I mean, you're fast. I think you really can move on a field. How athletic is he?
Dude, that man can roll. He can roll. When And that's the thing. When he sees it and he trusts it and he trusts his reads and he plays with that confidence, that's when you see, like, you truly see that speed. And it's like, man, just keep, we need more of that. Just keep doing that. And we will live with whatever happens. And, I think, like I said, he's getting a feel for it more and more. So he's getting more and more of those plays each game.
Do you guys ever refer to Landon Collins as a linebacker?
Landon is he's a Swiss Army knife, man. He comes down in the box. You got him playing a bunch of different positions. That versatility, man, it really helps. It can change. You can change a lot of looks, especially like when you have Landon, Cam, and Bobby out there. That's basically having three safeties out there that can all kind of roam around and play any position right out of those three spots, whether it's, if it's the nickel, if it's the down safety, if it's playing middle post. So I think they're having those guys and be able to change looks on not let an offense know exactly what we're doing.
Sure.
I think it's a tremendous help. And we all know Landon's not afraid to come in the box and shoot a gap and blitz and play fast. So it's nice having him on the field.
Ron told me earlier in the season when John Bostic was out, and I said, what's going to be missed most about Bostic? Because, fans' reaction to Bostic and the way he was playing, they didn't think it would be much of a loss. And I said, I sense from you that there's going to be a loss. And he said, he's like another coach on the field. Who's replaced him as the other coach on the field? Is it you?
Yeah, I got the green dot. I mean, I feel like I've had the green dot all season, but it was definitely a learning process, having it be like the first time that I truly had it. I think there were moments last year where we'd switch it around and, one drive I'd have it, one drive JB would have it. This year it's really just been all me, so it's definitely been a learning process. Having JB out there with me was, I could lean on him a lot to help me out. With him gone, it was, hey, you got to do this or nobody's going to do it. Especially, Jamin's a rookie. He's, like I said, he's still trying to figure it out. So, he didn't understand what certain things, like what formations were telling you and certain stuff. So, but now he's starting to get that formation recognition, understanding when guys are going to move, when guys are going to motion, seeing how it looks. The tells to, so he can start expecting stuff to happen versus just reacting. I've definitely taken on that role in terms of, hey, you got to get everybody on the same page and get everybody rolling.
Right.
Each game, I feel more confidence in it each game.
Talking to Cole Holcomb here on the show. So how much are you guys talking about playoff position? You're in it right now, the 7 seed at 5-6. It's what 3 wins in a row will do in a crowded, conference. What are you guys talking about? And is it similar to what you went through last year at the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's there. I think it's funny, I can't remember what it was on, the movie, like Dumb and Dumber or something like that. So we got a chance.
You're saying we got a chance.
But no, it's one game at a time, man. We've kept that mentality. You can't really look ahead too far. Focus on the one game at a time. We got to keep it rolling, and that's the only way that we can do it. If we start looking ahead too far, you get caught up in certain stuff. So, I think Ron's done a great job in terms of keeping us focused and just, hey, like this week it's Vegas, next week we'll deal with it. Just like I said, one game at a time and we'll take it from there.
A couple more for Cole Holcomb. I'm just curious, is there a player in the past or in the league now that you have attempted to pattern your game after?
I wouldn't say a specific player. I mean, I knew in college my position coach was Levante's at Nebraska, so he'd always have me watch Levante David and in Tampa, and then here they love Luke.
Right.
So I've watched a lot of Luke Kuechly film. Also, looking at Luke, TD, Shaq, all those guys. And you know, it's been nice having Ron here and having that connection to Luke in terms of, you know, him extending that contact out to me, so I have him to talk to a lot.
Do you talk to him a lot?
Yeah. I've been leaving him alone. I've been trying to leave him alone this season, but you know, in the off season I talked to him a lot and tried to pick his brain a bunch. Like I said, the way I was laughing, like, it was like after I got done talking to him one day, we talked for like 3-4 hours, and I'm like, man, I'm sitting here, and the way I feel, I'm like, okay, I know the game. Like, I'm probably in like a 200, 300 level college class, and this dude's teaching like the 500 level classes with how much he knows, and his recall is insane, because we're talking about certain games, and he's like, oh, this quarterback, like, I know exactly his checks, and this is what he does, and this is, I'm like, man, and he was spot on, like, didn't miss a beat. And I'm like, he's been out 2 years, and you already know these quarterbacks, these OCs, like, you know, still know him, like, the recall on that dude is insane.
That's awesome, and that's awesome that he's helpful to you. I've found it, you know, from observing some of Ron's former players, just how much they believe in him and respect him. And Kuechly once said that, you know, we were in the midst of a bad season, but that guy stands up in a room and talks, and we believe him. Is that sort of your experience with Rivera too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter. He's always going to bring his best, and he's always going to, nothing's going to change with that man. He's always going to bring, the same mentality, same attitude every day.
All right, let's finish this up, because you've been very generous with your time. So it's Vegas on Sunday. First of all, just out of curiosity, I know you guys are leaving on Saturday. Are there any new rules for this road trip, like curfew or anything like that, because it's Vegas?
No, I mean, I think the guys are, you know, we have a mature team in that sense. You know, they know what they got to get done. We're here to play a football game. We're not here to go have a party. And
is there anybody you got to worry about?
No, I trust all the guys.
So what are the keys to a win? I mean, you got Derek Carr, you got Josh Jacobs. Just talk about, you know, what you've seen on tape and how you guys are able to continue the trend that you've had defensively against them.
I mean, you know, Derek Carr, obviously, you got the passing leader of the league. You know, we're going to have to be able to contain him, take those shots away. Not let him extend plays. Got a lot of respect for Josh Jacobs. He runs super hard. He's got that quick burst, especially when he runs, you know, in those runs. He's got that one cut mentality, and he likes to get downhill, and he likes to, you know, he brings it every play. So definitely gonna have to, you know, bring it with him. And you know, they got dudes that can roll it wide out. So we're gonna have to do our thing.
You know, they also, you know, and I haven't seen a lot of Raiders games, but we all watched the Thanksgiving Day game. They use Mariota too in there, you know, in yep. Short yardage as a dual threat guy. So I'm sure you guys are preparing for that as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, they, like I said, they like Mariota for the run, you know, those RPOs, the Q reads, you know, trying to get him going in that. Run game, because when you can run with the quarterback, you get that extra blocker. So, you know, we're just getting ready for all the stuff they could possibly throw at us with him.
Yeah, when the quarterback runs, it's 11-on-11. That's what every coach that loves running read option football will tell you. It's different when it's 11-on-11 versus 10-on-11, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, it's definitely you gotta respect that aspect of when a guy can run like that and use his legs.
Cole, I enjoyed it. I really appreciate the time. Best of luck on Sunday, and make it 4 in a row.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Cole Holcomb, everybody. Good to catch up with him. He was great. Ron Rivera is going to join us at 8. Ben Standy coming up shortly. I've got Washington beats Raiders, my keys to a win Sunday in Vegas, and an update on the point spread Sunday. It has changed. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns,
including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.